Now, as the great cosmic presence known to us as the great cosmic angel on whose crown blazes the word union, and all the cosmic beings of love who come with him, speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to blaze through us whatever will give the greatest protection and victory to our nation and peace to the world as soon as possible. Beloved of our hearts, I trust I may bring you assistance tonight and give you help to overcome any feeling of disturbance within you, regardless of what takes place in the world around you. And if you will use this short decree, I think you will have very great cause to be grateful and hold your victory with very, very much less delay and with very much greater power. And it is this: whenever there is any kind of opposition or disturbance or problem of any kind in your being and world, whether it be within yourselves or the world around you, the moment your feeling is disturbed, don't just stay in that and let that thing boil and increase and then take you to the point where you say something that is irritating or disturbing to someone else, or even just sometimes talk to yourself. Don't let that feeling get expanding within you of any kind of discord. The moment you feel anything that is uncomfortable, that is not the ease and comfort and peace and happiness of your own mighty I Am presence and the ascended host of love, the moment there's the slightest disturbance in your feeling, seize it instantly and call to your mighty I Am presence and to us to take every bit of human feeling out of you, but replace it by the ascended master's feeling. There's not only master over in you and around you, but the ascended master's feeling that is the protection of everything in the world that is constructive. And this means the release of the cosmic light substance from the great central sun's heart flame, and also from the physical sun, and from your own mighty I Am presence and higher mental body. Sometimes when you're under strain and struggle, you're under emotional tension or worry, or sometimes you're too tired, the moment you become aware that your feeling is not the ease and comfort and peace that you ought to have, don't let that thing exist another instant. Stop it. Stop right then and take care of it. Demand that your mighty I Am presence and the great central sun's sacred fire angels of a set of master feeling blaze in and around you their sacred fire, peace of eternity. And if you will form the habit of this and let it build in and around you as a sun presence within which is a heart flame of gold, the sun presence of pink and then violet and then blue, just feel yourself standing within that heart flame until your feelings become more at ease. And dear ones, you will know such ease and comfort. Your health will improve. You will not become so tired. Your energy will not become exhausted. You will hold within yourselves a certain accumulation of power, and that power will be not what the world calls power. That power of ascended master feeling will be the release of another flame from the great central sun in and around your physical flesh body, which your mighty iron presence will call forth from the heart flame of the great central sun to expand and enfold you in the thousand-petaled lotus of the sacred fire. And this is the protecting power that forever expands a sun presence around you. And that sun presence will never let you become disturbed or irritated or exhausted from within. This will bring a tremendous blessing to your health. You will find the flame as it comes from the great central sun in and around the physical body is the love, forgiveness, and mercy. And it's more than that. It's the sacred fire's eternal purity of the ascended master's feeling. Because the great cosmic beings of the great central sun who direct that to the earth are the feeling, the love, and the consciousness within that sacred fire that as it comes in and around you, makes you master over everything discordant in this world. And that mastery comes first within you as the sacred fire of purity, love, and peace from the heart flames of the ascended host who say to every bit of energy within you, peace, be still. And in that comes the violet consuming flame and the gold flame and the pink flame that consumes every vibration within you that is of distress. Try to stop often and remember the universe around you is infinitely greater than you are. The physical world and its activities are very much greater than you as the individual. And that world around you and that infinite universe that sustains it is, after all, the life, the infinite life that illumines infinite space and blazes into the powers of nature and forces of the elements. The love that designs and gives and gives and gives the substance of this world to feed mankind. And since that is the source of the infinite supply of every good thing in the universe, it is because that master power flame from the heart of the great central sun is the sacred fire's eternal, invincible perfection of eternity that controls all manifestation everywhere in the universe for aeons of time, for all time to come. This is the continual, harmoniously qualified energy that is eternal perfection, protecting perfection, forever expanding, eternally sustained, and that only creates perfection for every part of life in the universe. Now, when you realize that everything that life manifests in this world or this system of worlds is the conscious direction by intelligent beings of the substance, the energy, and the design by consciousness of the creations that form this world and that are coming in constantly to bless mankind, you cannot stay in the distressed condition human beings have created just because they won't recognize that this infinite universe around us is good. And that is God. And it doesn't have to be proved to anybody. And anybody that wants to prove this to himself or herself has but to be still for a moment and send love to your mighty I Am presence and the great central sun, and to the angelic host and the ascended host, and ask them to fill you with their feeling, their ascended master feeling, which cannot feel anything but that love. And that love, the supreme treasure house of infinite space for eternity, contains within it everything that can master any discord within yourselves. It can master any discord around you. It can master the world. And this is the sacred fire from the heart of creation. But to most of mankind, it is but an intellectual concept. Mankind doesn't ask for the feeling. They send a master's feeling of the mastery of creation that creates only beauty, perfection, and the blessings of eternity that take all life forward into greater perfection forever. And there alone is the peace of eternity. So from now on, in order to be rid of your mistakes, in order to be free from your problems, in order to be at peace so the destructive forces of the world cannot connect with you to destroy you, form the habit of turning instantly to your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host and say, fill me with the ascended master's feeling that stops every other feeling in me forever. And all you have to do is to make that call sincerely, and on the next instant you can begin to feel quiet, relaxed, at ease, and then you can pour forth the sacred fire of love into a condition or into the atmosphere around you to produce the perfection that protects you, supplies you, heals you, and charges through you whatever will help the rest of life wherever you abide. So there is no excuse for mankind staying in distress when this magnificent power of the sacred fire of love is in existence. The ascended masters are willing to give it without limit for eternity. It is as real as reality can ever be. It is infinite. It is eternal. And it never contains discord, never produces discord, never contains a lack of any good thing. Now, why do you suppose mankind won't turn to it? Why do you suppose mankind won't draw it into the physical world? Mankind knows there's something surrounding this world greater than itself. Mankind hasn't loved perfection enough to look above itself and ask that which is greater than itself to pour into itself whatever produces perfection. So when you have revolution and destruction and human creation and limitation in the physical world, produced only by irritated feeling, the feeling of hate, the feeling of selfishness, the feeling of doubt and fear, the feeling of jealousy, the feeling of criticism, condemnation, and blame. And that's all that creates mankind's discord, desecration, and destruction. It's the only thing that can send mankind to the second death. So for your own safety and the protection of your life stream against the contact by destructive forces in the outer world, it is imperative that you become master of your own feeling. Now, if you try many times in the outer and you aren't able to still yourselves, or you're not able to hold harmony in the presence of someone's radiation that is discordant, as long as you fight it back, you're creating more. But the moment disturbance of any kind comes into you and you are aware of it around you, don't wait and don't try to argue and don't try to convince someone else to do what you want to do. Stop your own feeding of anything except to reach up with love to your presence and the great central sun's master power flame of the ascended master's feeding to come into you, make you feel itself, and let it hold complete control and fill you with its perfection to make you master over the discord around you, to fulfill the divine plan, to make you victorious, and to keep you insulated from the destruction of the outer world. And when people won't use this, then there is no answer to their discord and their unhappiness until they will use it. It is in the universe. It's the source of all perfection, and will forever be the source of all perfection. And the outer world speaks of the sacred fire of eternity, the sacred fire of love. But who calls the ascended master's feeling of it into your own physical flesh bodies? Call this into your minds, into the brain structure, into the nervous system. Call it in and around you. And you won't feel the pressure of the discord in people around you. On the contrary, you will be insulated. And this is the reason the mighty Saint Germain gave you the tube of light and the cosmic light substance to come down from your presence at your call and hold that about you to keep you insulated until your ascension is complete. And the only thing that can give you the ascension is the feeling of the ascended master's sacred fire love. So the more you fill yourselves and ask the ascended masters to fill you with ascended master feeling, you will know a peace that you have never known before. And in that, you will dwell within it, and you will fill yourselves with it, or ask your mighty presence to fill you with it. As you feel it around you, it will go into the conditions around you. It will perfect them. It will purify them. It'll bless everybody, everything you meet. It'll make everybody love you and love to cooperate with you the way the ascended masters love you, the pure Christ love, which has nothing whatsoever to do with personal attachment. This is the master's presence of the universe, the great central sun's master power flame that controls every bit of manifestation in infinite space for eternity. Mankind stays bound in its own destructive feeling because it will not reach up and say to that life which is greater than itself, fill me with a sense of master feeling. And let me be its mastery that consumes every feeling that disturbs me. It's just as if a person were thirsty and someone offered you a glass of water and you wouldn't drink it. There is no bit of difference. Mankind doesn't need to stay in destructive conditions, filthy conditions, unhappy conditions, and limiting conditions. With the love of the ascended masters in the universe, who will pour their feeling into the outer self of the individual, who will reach up and accept it and call it into action and then use it down here to help everyone else become that peace and that feeling and that love also. So, blessed ones, mankind is going to have to face the recoil of its own destructive feeling until it is forever cut free from the determination of the feeling in the outer self to do just as it pleases and use anything it wants to create discord for itself and anyone else, and not have to answer for it. It's the silliest nonsense in all eternity. I am offering you tonight the scepter of power that sets you free, and you can be free as soon as you want to, with as much power as you want to. Thank you so much, and won't you be seated, please? When you call your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to fill you with the Ascended Master's feeling that makes you master over every condition in this physical world, you have but to ask it to come in and fill yourself with its eternal peace. You have but to ask and to receive, and then use it, let it expand, direct it to help the rest of mankind, because it's the only thing that will keep you at peace. It's the only thing that brings peace anywhere in the world, whether it be to the individual or the nation, matters not. The only thing that is peace in the feeling of unascended beings, or that ever brings peace, is the sacred fire of love and the feeling of that love from the Ascended Master's octave. Now, you can call it Ascended Master love, which is feeling. But when you ask your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to fill you with the Ascended Master's feeling that makes you know how the Ascended Master controls physical conditions, you won't have to struggle. All your world needs this minute is enough Ascended Master feeling inside of you to still the vibration of your own feeling, your own energy of your own life, and consume the discordant rates of vibration within you. Let the Ascended Master's energy come in and love you free from your own mistakes and your own problems, and love you free from the discord in the world about you. And when people don't want the conscious intelligence of life to love them free from their own self-created misery, then certainly they need illumination. And this is what I am bringing to your mind. And when you call to your beloved mighty I Am Presence to fill you with the Ascended Master's feeding of the light that illumines your brain, you won't make mistakes. You won't have pictures in the mind of destructive conditions, because the Ascended Master's feeding contains the Ascended Master's pictures of only perfection. And this is the only way mankind's intellect can be reordered, filled with a sense of master perfection that won't be a part of mankind's mistakes and suffering and miscreation by the misuse of their own life. Mankind has bound itself by its own life, and it cannot be unbound except by the feeling of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. But when you call for the Ascended Master's feeling to come into you and consume everything else, every other feeling in you, you will know a peace. You will feel a mastery. Things in your being world will become set into divine order. harmoniously, permanently, and enable you to give that same blessing to the rest of life wherever you go, and you can pour it to the powers of nature and forces of the elements, and they will give back to you their boundless blessings. As you pour it to the outer world will bring back to you blessings, because when you pour forth the scent of master feeding into the outer world, it brings blessings everywhere. And the mighty I Am Presence in higher mental bodies of the other life streams will pour their blessing back to you. And mankind can live in the ascendant master's world while yet unascended by calling to the ascendant masters to fill you with their feeding, and you will know what it means to hold control of physical conditions harmoniously, invincibly, and be absolutely unmoved by the destructive forces of the outer world. And the only thing that is master over mankind's destructive creation is the great central sun's master power flame of the sacred fire love. Now, you've been told this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times by all the ascended masters and cosmic beings. The divine love is the master presence of the universe. But tonight, I am recording within your memory the desire within you to reach up to your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host and ask them to fill you with a set of master feeding to keep you at peace, that we may have the expansion of the light through you to bring more light into the nation, to help bring peace and prevent war any longer in the world. We have to begin with someone who knows this law and consciously makes the call for the ascended master's sacred fire feeding to come in and around the outer self of individuals, of mankind, if mankind is ever to be taken out of its own destruction through war. So, blessed ones, whenever there's the slightest disturbance in your feeling, don't let it build. Don't let it boil to the place where you become angry or irritated or critical or condemnatory for any reason whatsoever. Don't let anything disturb your peace. And the only thing that cannot be disturbed in this universe is the ascended master's feeding. All the pressure of all mankind's discord on the earth put together can't disturb our feeding. We don't let it in. Can't disturb us. Because our sacred fire burns it up. And the outer has no power. That's why that command was given to you. When a thing is wrong, you say it has no power, and then call your mighty I Am Presence of the ascended host to blaze oceans of the ascended masters feeding there and hold possession and control of that manifestation for eternity. And you'll never have cause to regret it. You'll never have one wave of discord as a result of that. And you can lose your limitations just as soon as you desire. So, in order to release in and around you enough of a momentum of a set of master feeding to do inside of yourselves what you cannot do for yourselves when you are irritated or there is pressure of discord and destruction in the world around you, and it is so terrific you don't know how to handle it. So from this hour henceforth, I hope you want to feel our feeling of the protection of your nation and the power of purity and freedom to bring peace to the earth and shut off all destructive forces, because our feeding contains the energy and the power and the sacred fire that can burn those forces up at the inner level. So thank you so much, precious ones. So from tonight, when you call forth divine love to master conditions of the outer world, remind your intellect that that is the sacred fire from the great central sun, that is the ascended master's feeding, the ascended master's momentum of power that compels discord to be annihilated. What do you think was in the Master Saint Germain's feeding world when those seven communists were seized and he spun the spiral blue flame around them and brought them under control and stopped their evil? His feeding was master of their evil, and they didn't argue. So, blessed ones, the moment anything disturbs you in the outer, whether it be limitation or lack or discord or impurity or problems or mistakes, anything, whether it be disturbance in the mind or in your affairs or in your feeding, don't let it exist a second. The moment you become aware of it, stop right then. Call your mighty and presence to blaze the violet consuming flame through you. Then call for the ascended master's feeding from the great central sun to come into every bit of energy in your physical flesh body. That will come into your nerves, your muscles, the cellular structure, comes into your brain, and ask the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host to fill you with the ascended master's feeling that will not let discord ever again exist in you or your world. And you will be master, first of all, over yourselves. And then, when you see conditions in the outer world that disturb you, do the same thing. Say, beloved mighty ever presence, all the ascended hosts, blaze ascended master feeding there and stop everything else forever. It is short. You can use it 1,000 times a day. You can pour it into everything in the outer world. And this is the way you can take out the energy at the inner level that sustains destructive activities of the sinister force until that energy is purified. So, blessed ones, this is a way to overcome war. It can overcome poverty, because poverty is a lack of acknowledgement of the sacred fire love that supplies everything good in the universe. And when there's lack or limitation, it is a feeling within you. And as soon as you ask your presence on the ascended host to fill you with the ascended master's feeding of the boundless supply of every good thing, your presence can reach its hand out and bring to you whatever is necessary to fulfill the divine plan of your next need. So, blessed ones, there is no excuse for mankind under this radiation. Any I Am student, there is no excuse for anyone staying in limitation and distress when there is this love in the universe that the ascended masters are waiting to bring into this world to stop mankind's evil for eternity. Your violet consuming flame, beloved ones, is that love, and it is certainly a feeling. It can make you feel very warm. And it can also make you feel cool, if that's necessary. But you need ascendant master feeling inside of yourselves, because it is energy, eternally charged with the ascendant master's consciousness that will not let anything human exist. So if you ask us to fill you with the ascendant master's feeling that will not let any feeling remain in you that is of distress, as you make this call and settle the outer, it can free you from pain, from limitation, from worry, from problems, from mistakes, from anything and everything that has ever been of human creation. And I plead with you again today, like the mighty Saint Germain has, and the great blessed goddess of justice, all the ascended hosts, don't look back on your mistakes. If you do, you only energize more of their own feeling in you and your feeling that created the mistake. So when something comes to your attention, seize it on the instant, ask your mighty I Am presence to annihilate it from the universe, replace it by a center master feeding, and fulfill the divine plan, and go on your way like the wind. And you will find your limitations drop away from you, just like an old garment that's worn out, and you throw it away, and it is consumed, never to touch any other part of life again. So you can be the outpouring of the heart flame of peace, from the great Am of Peace, from the mighty Saint Germain and the blessed Jesus and the beloved Mary, blessed Godfrey and all the ascended host. You can fill yourselves with their ascended master feeding any time you think of them. And the same thing with mighty Victory. This is what the ascended masters have poured to one civilization after another, to keep it sustained in constructive activity. And when we withdraw those flames, the civilization dissolves by its own discord. Mankind does not need to stay in distress and suffering when there is this limitless sacred fire love in the universe, limitless ascended master beings and angelic hosts, limitless ascended master feeling of life, and life is everywhere. You can't do anything without life. And life has within it the power of consciousness to direct energy and create vibration. And therefore, if there is distress in the energy of your being and world, call the ascended master's feeding into you to be the mastery that says to the discord, cease to be, stop. When you know what the fulfillment of that decree is. So when you are ready to be through with your human, there are limitless legions of the angelic host and the ascended host, the cosmic beings who are the master power of that feeding of the sacred fire love's control of everything in existence, and will pour the ascended master feeding inside of you, and everything that has been of distress will be dissolved and consumed harmoniously, permanently, and take you forward illumined by the ascended master's feeding, that fills your minds with the right pictures, fills your physical fresh body with the energy of the ascended master's feeding, and produce the perfection that is the fulfillment of the divine plan. And more than that, it clothes you with the ascended master's power to produce perfection in the outer and assist your fellow man. And this has to come for the freedom of your nation, and peace to the earth, if peace is to come. Thank you so much, precious ones. So don't stay in the discord of human creation when the love of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host want to set you free. When the Ascended Host want to set you free, your presence wants to set you free. The angelic host wants to set you free. And they are offering their life's love, their peace in and around you. All you have to do is to turn your attention there and ask them to pour their feeling into you and help you to become that which they are. So we enfold you, not only in our miracle mantle of love's mastery, we enfold you in our feeling of the power from the Ascended Master's octave that moves into physical conditions, the annihilation of that which is wrong. So as we call forth this mastery in and around you to help save the nation and the world, the mighty I Am Presence of every life stream will appreciate every wave of Ascended Master feeding that you send to the physical flesh bodies and the minds of unascended beings to stop the feeding of discord, so the higher mental body of each life stream can fulfill its divine plan and raise all to the ascension. So, blessed ones, great oceans of the great central suns, master power flame of the ascended master's feeling, we call in and around you tonight to be expanded without limit, if you will use it and call forth more of it, to flood into your city, this nation, and the world, and to shut off as much of the destructive forces as possible, depending entirely on how much those who know this law will use this to free the nation and the world, and in that, automatically, they become free themselves. So we do clothe you in the Ascended Master's feeding of indestructible freedom, and the mighty Saint Germain's violet flame heaven on earth becomes manifested into and around you as you go forth and pour forth its freedom to the rest of life. And you cannot fail if you will love your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host and remember them enough to call the Ascended Master's feeding into you to make you that which we are. So from tonight, our miracle mantle of the Ascended Master's feeding is a sacred fire presence, and the angels of the sacred fire can wrap you in their love and their feeding of the Ascended Master's love and clothe you in the peace of eternity, the love that sets you free and illumines you with the Ascended Master's consciousness forever. And then you can be at peace and give that peace to the rest of the world for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Great cosmic angel, on whose crown blazes the word union, we ask you to fill us with your heart's feeling of your freedom for the United States of America, and through America, your feeling that wants peace for the earth for eternity. We thank you. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascended master feeding in everything we do, that wherever we abide, it must hold command for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with your ascended master feeding of your obedience and what you know is necessary to purify and free our nation as soon as possible. We thank you. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Now to you, beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels. We ask you to blaze into and around everybody and everything under this radiation, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and make us feel your almighty control of manifestation wherever we abide, and blaze your feeding into us, and wherever we abide, compel it to be made eternal to the earth, so even the powers of nature and forces of the elements are blessed forever. Expand the unfed flame within our hearts to become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into his distress the mightiest ascended master feeding that has ever come to this world. Come swiftly through those under this radiation and put an end to evil as soon as possible. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And we love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved, mighty I am present, Saint Germain, Jesus, Dad, now and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved Mama,
our beloved Don in Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I am presence, all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and now charging it with the ascended master's feeding of all the power of the great sceptral sun's master power flame from the heart of creation, blaze its victory and see that it holds command of all manifestation for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end are we served, till all are ascended and free forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the ascended master's sacred fire feeding. They know it puts an end to human creation and replaces it with a ascended master victory of eternity, and we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the great Elohim of peace, the God and Goddess of peace, the angels and legions and great cosmic temple of peace, beloved Jesus as the Prince of Peace, beloved Mary as the healing heart of peace, beloved mighty victory, fiery Christ, blue lightning, victory of that peace, blaze their ascended master feeling into and around everybody and everything under this radiation, and make it an eternal part of our life streams, eternal part of the earth wherever we abide, and blaze its flame without limit for eternity. We thank thee.
Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace perfect you. Peace, peace, peace give you peace that you may multiply it. For the Prince Prince of Peace forever holds command.